Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week, we've been polishing up our act.
Hello, my name is David Walwin and I'm phoning you from South Africa. My question is as follows. Many years ago, I was obliged to polish to a mirror finish the leather shoes and belt of a certain sergeant. He was very particular, and the only way of achieving the desired result was to use copious quantities of spit, a trick which was taught to me by various people who had spent time in the army. My question is, why does spit enhance the shine of shoe polish? And perhaps a related question, modern shoes don't seem to require polishing. What surface finish is applied in the manufacturing which gives these shoes an everlasting shine?
So why is spitting good for your shoes?
Hello, my name is Chris Powley-Williams and I'm from a company called Leatherwise in Northampton, the UK. We're quite intrigued by the question posed by Dave as to why spit and polish is so successful on your shoes. And the reason is actually all to do with protein. And traditionally in the leather industry, when we wanted a very highly glazed or highly polished shoe, we used to use the protein that you find in milk, and that's casein. And it would have been applied to the leather surface and it would have been fixed in place with formaldehyde, or formalin, some people would know that as. And then we would have used a glass block and glazed the actual finish, and that would have given you this really high polish effect. In effect, that's what Dave is doing every time he spits on his shoes, because in your saliva, there's a high amount of protein. So by spitting on your shoes and then rubbing up to a polish, you're actually trying to glaze the protein in the same way we would have done traditionally many years ago. Dave also poses the question, or nowadays, you know, how a finish is different. We tend not to use the protein finishes. They're very brittle. We're not allowed to use formaldehyde in the same way that we used to use it. And so we tend to use a lot of polymer finishes now and nitrocellulose, polyurethane, things like that. And so we can achieve the same levels of gloss, but in quite a different way. One interesting fact we came across ourselves was that actually it's best to clean your shoes when you're happy. The reason being that the protein in your spit or your saliva actually decreases if you're feeling depressed and increases when you're feeling happy. So if you want a really good gloss on your shoes, only spit on them when you're in a good mood. And that should solve all your problems.
So happy spit makes for shinier shoes. But I wouldn't recommend going around spitting on other people's shoes to show them how happy you are. Well, from the leather capital of Northampton, to what I think is a capital idea.
Hello, this is Paul from New Zealand. My question is, a year or two ago, I was daydreaming of a light suit of armour which folk could put on, and it would help uncoordinated fools such as myself to do Tai Chi or ballroom dancing, either by giving me an electrical prod in the left leg or the right leg or left arm or right arm or whatever. Any comments?
Wearable robots, tell us what you think or send your question of the week to Chris at The Naked Scientists or join the discussion on our forum. That's thenakedscientists.com/forum. And incidentally, you could win a DVD all about the history of the very first satellite to orbit the Earth, and that was Sputnik. Just write your answer on the forum before the 7th of February and we'll pick the best one. To enter, log on to thenakedscientist.com/forum, find the thread Question of the Week, and put your answer down with Sputnik Competition at the bottom.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.